On Wednesday afternoon, the CAO will make its first round of offers to students who've received their Leaving Cert results. This year, almost 61,000 students had their grades boosted by an average of 7.5%. The measure was introduced to ensure a level playing field for students facing pressure on their education due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But what effect will grade inflation have on the most sought-after college places? And how difficult will it be to reduce grade inflation, a process which will begin from next year, according to the Minister for Education, Norma Foley? Well, earlier I spoke with Ciarán O'Hogarty, President of the University of Galway, and asked him if inflated grades were necessary for the class of 2024.
We always felt that it could have been diminished earlier or ameliorated earlier. It was originally introduced as part of the predicted grades process, and as a consequence, grades were higher, and then because of that, subsequent years were inflated in this way. So the examination commission would say they're not inflated this year because they're the same as last year, but we do think that it is beyond time at this stage to bring them down. We never thought a cliff edge was necessary, but there were opportunities in previous years just to start that slow progress downwards. And we welcome the minister's intention now to do that from next year onwards.
What impact will the inflated grades have on availability of places in your own college this year? I mean, do you expect that you will have to apply a lottery system for some of your top courses this year?
We hope not, and we try not to. And we have increased numbers in medical places in particular. So in medicine and in the therapies, we don't like the lottery system. We hope not to. But it does mean that for the better students, those who have 625 to start can't go any higher. So it's for those students, I think, it's particularly challenging. And for students generally, it doesn't necessarily send a signal as regards what their capacities are, what their abilities are. It is very challenging, particularly for the best students, and that's where we would have concerns, and one of the reasons why we've increased places in those higher points courses to ameliorate that.
And the next test then for the government will be to reduce grade inflation, as the minister has promised to do. It's a process that will be done gradually over the next few years. Once that begins, is there any way then to avoid students in the future being disadvantaged because their grades will be lower than the classes of the last couple of years?
Yeah, that's a challenge, and I'd encourage, and I think there's already a conversation around the dialogue between the various stakeholders, ourselves, the universities, the our own department and Department of Education and the Exams Commission, just to see how we might best manage that. Because one of the challenges is if you're competing against a previous year student, well, then that previous year student may have higher grades simply as a consequence of the year they took the exam. So that's something that would have to be managed. There aren't many in that instance who come forward from a previous year, but it would be a challenge and potentially unfair. So and potentially litigious. That remains to be seen. So I would encourage very early on a discussion around how that might best be managed, because it's the universities, we offer the places, so we have a role to play in that.
And how do you manage that? How could you make that system fair then, if you've got two students competing for one place and one student has higher grades because they were inflated and the other doesn't?
Yeah, as it stands, we have there's no mechanism to do that. I mean, every Leaving Cert year stands on its own. Some years are, and you could argue, are higher than others in any event, and different grades in different subjects. So as it stands, there's no mechanism to do that. I think if we were to do something different, we'd need to, first of all, start that dialogue, as I say, and then secondly, get legal advice around how we might, say, ring-fence some places for students from different years. But that hasn't been the way we've done it in the past. We've always taken each year as it stands. And as I say, you could argue that each year as it stands, we're different in any event. So it remains to be seen how that would play out. But I would certainly think we need to have that conversation early so we can plan ahead and have the advice that we'd need in order to do something different or to do anything different in future years.
Now, the CAO will begin making offers of college places later this week. Will there be additional college places provided in your own university for the cohort that is starting this year? Or are we looking at around the same number of places as last year?
So in particularly in medicine and the therapies, we've worked with our department in order to fund additional places for two reasons. One is because they're higher points courses, but primarily because of workforce planning in the health sector. We know that the health sector needs more staff, particularly in both the hospital and the community system. And because of that, We've worked with the department, as other universities have, in order to increase places in healthcare sectors in particular. Other than that, the places will be broadly similar in Galway than in other years.
And what are the courses that are going to be in demand this year? I mean, you mentioned medicine there. So is it the usual ones?
I think so. And I think the CO cohort is very sophisticated in what they pick as regards areas. What we're finding in particular is that places like in Galway for biomedical engineering, particularly attractive. The arts and the humanities, Galway is very well known for. And because of that, we have people travelling from around the country to Galway more so than other universities. And I think there are also particular interests in sustainability. So programmes in climate action, those kind of areas, students this generation particularly interested in those. But I would say again, for any students applying, universities will also say that there are choices elsewhere. University isn't for everybody, and there are that every life journey has its own value, and we'd encourage students to be enthused about whatever choice they make.
What about accommodation then? Will there be enough affordable accommodation for the students attending University of Galway who need to live either on or near the campus this coming year?
Yeah, that's a challenge nationally, and we were encouraged this week by a survey which found that Galway was actually best value of university towns, so better value than Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Waterford, Carlow. So that's not to diminish the challenge, because it is very challenging. We've built additional beds on campus. We reduced the rent on many of those this year to help students and give more choice. But it is a challenge. I think the affordability issue is one for new accommodation in particular. Building accommodation now is very expensive, and then for students to be able to afford to rent it. So we're looking at other options around how we might build different kinds of models, first of all to give different choice to students, but also to make it more affordable. Because of what we built on campus, we felt last year was better than other years as a consequence of the building we've made, in particular in Galway.
And I know that you had to borrow to build the on-campus accommodation that you've opened. Does there need to be dedicated funding to build more student accommodation on campuses? Because obviously you can't continue borrowing into the future.
Yeah, and that's something we've suggested is support for students in need in particular. So we worked and spoke to the department in a policy context about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. Difficult for government to give funding towards accommodation in general, because that state aid rules come into play there. But for social need, so if there are students in need for subsidised accommodation, that's something we would really welcome for students who need that help. I think there's more to be done in that context, okay. Some investment already done.
2 years ago, the Irish Universities Association identified what it said was a funding shortfall of around €307 million, which it had asked the government to address. Around €100 million extra was provided over the past 2 years to the third level sector. Are you expecting a further increase in funding for third level education in the forthcoming budget?
We're hoping so, and government has made some progress towards the funding the future, as you say, 100 million of 300 million plus. So we'd be hoping with Simon Harris as Taoiseach, having been in the department, and Patrick O'Donovan then as the minister, that there would be more support for universities. There are three elements to it. First of all, the pay awards, which were awarded during the year, we need that funding, because that will erode entirely the 100 million already given. Increased support towards funding the future. And thirdly, then the National Training Fund is an opportunity for that, opening that up. And I would say there's some discussion around retention, for example, currently. And I think a lot of that goes down to staff-student ratios, that the first point of contact for students is their lecturer. And if we can improve staff-student ratios, that can make a big difference to students in the classroom. And that's where we focused. The 100 million already given has been focused on that. That makes a difference. It's the currency, if you like, of education. So increased investment in staff and improving the staff-student ratio, really important, because that goes back to the quality of education, and retention in particular, as a consequence, improves because of that.
That was Ciarán O'Hogarty, President of the University of Galway, speaking to me earlier.